This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
I'm such an idiot that it just hit me. I'm sorry.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
We've got some Sabres news. We'll reach out to our Sabres beat reporter, Paul Hamilton, joining us. His appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Paul, good morning. Happy July 15th. When we're getting you on in July, something happened, right?
Yeah, I was actually up when you guys got there today, so which is right. Very, very rare. So I did a sleep study last night. Just as I had about 50 wires hooked up to me is when this came down.
All right.
And you
couldn't sleep. You were so excited.
It is hard to sleep with a bunch of wires around your neck and all over the place, and but you make do with it.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, I woke up to the news, Paul. Wake up, log on, like, all right, what happened last night? Is he Byram's extension?
I get the text alerts, Paul, and actually, I don't even know. Did we get one of those?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, because there was one yesterday during the afternoon that we get from the Sabres, and I saw the text. I'm like, oh, did something happen? Like, prospects challenge announced, which is, like, fine. Like, that's cool, too. But then I got another I got another text last night, and I probably thought the same thing, like, this is nothing. And then it actually was something, finally.
Yeah, it was. And usually you don't get a signing at 10:30 at night. You know, that's fine. I don't care. But it's usually like 3:30 in the afternoon, not 10:30 at night. But that's when it got done, so that's when it came out.
It would make you think they were working at it, like, during the day. It would be weird if someone called you out of the blue at 10 o'clock at night, like, hey, you want to do this now?
I'm sure they've been working at it, even when the Sabres decided to take offer sheets off the table by taking him to arbitration. I think that's all that was. Yeah. It's just like, let's not get some crazy number thrown at us here. Let's take offer sheets off the table, and let's keep negotiating, and let's keep, trying to bring this to a solution. It still might not be at a end solution here.
Yeah, Paul, the offer sheet point is you would avoid a crazy number, but if it were 6 years term, 7 years term, they could go ahead and say, like, okay, we'll take that. That's the one thing about this that's interesting, because Joe and I were talking.
Offer sheets are 1 or 2 years. Oh, offer sheet. I'm sorry.
Arbitration. What about that?
I was saying arbitration. You said offer sheet. I'm sorry.
To prevent the offer sheet.
Gotcha.
Do you think that Kevin Adams wants him for longer? This has always been a bit of a strange thing, this Byram threading this needle for the Sabres. And maybe they didn't really want to move him, but felt like they had to move him because he wants a bigger role. And if they thought he was truly an elite defenseman, well, they've signed guys to big, long extensions. Maybe they think they have too much money there. Is there a plan here, or is this just kind of making do with what the landscape is giving them based on interest in the trade market, based on Byram's interests, based on what their interests might be?
this could have been the end thought process, because it's probably good for both sides. From a state, from a team standpoint, you get to see, all right, what is he actually? Let's pair him with Darlene, and let's see how this works for a year. You can even do it for a year before you would either have to try to re-sign him, which you could next July 1st, or to a long-term contract, or trade him. You would give the Sabres a chance to what do they really have here? Because if you look around, did they overpay him slightly? Yeah, they probably did. And that's the price of doing business with a team that hasn't been in the playoffs for 14 years, with a player who maybe isn't sure he wants to be here. So that's the price of doing business. Did you overpay? I don't think they severely overpaid him, but they did a little bit. I have zero problem with that. They have the salary cap space to do that. Who cares? And, from Byram's standpoint, it's like, all right, you keep trying to convince me that you are headed in the right direction here and you're doing the right things to make this a good team. And, okay, I get to play with Rasmus Dahlin, which means, yes, I'm going to be out there in key situations playing maybe 25 minutes a game. I'm not going to be on the power play, so that doesn't thrill me. But at least I get to play in those big situations, and I can try it out myself for a year or two and see how I like it. See if this is a team that's serious about getting better. If this is a team that's serious about making the playoffs. Is this a team that's serious about winning? So it gives him a chance to give it a short look, a little bit more of a look, to see if he wants to be part of it or if really he doesn't.
Yeah. All right, so how does it round out? Does it make them complete as a defense corps? I mean, forward, they, of course, make the trade for Paterka to send him out and get Kesselring back on the defense corps. Does this look like a good blue line to you now that Byram is staying?
It does. And, put Samuelson on a third pair, which probably makes him better. He can play first pair when he's on his game, but the problem is how often is he on his game? And that's, he's very, very inconsistent right now. And I think injuries have a big part of that. I think injuries have taken their toll on him. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't know how he recovers in the locker room from what happened, because it's not the first time he's just stood around when people get hit and doesn't participate. And he, with the Thompson thing, and Thompson has said now publicly that, he wasn't real pleased about all that, but also said it's in the past. Mm-hmm. And they're past it, and it'll never happen. He believes it'll never happen again. So, I always wonder, how does a guy in the locker room recover from that, with your teammates? So, but still, I think he's going to be a better defenseman playing on a third pair than maybe he would be playing with Dahlin if Byram gets traded, which still could happen, because Samuelson can definitely play first pair if he's Samuelson, but he's not Samuelson enough, and that's the problem.
Yeah. Wasn't there a moment, too, Paul, late in the year against Detroit where, I'm trying to remember, I thought Byram, who's got the concussion history, was getting either attacked or maybe he was just fighting straight up some guy that wasn't even in the NHL, he had just made his debut, basically, and nobody, except for maybe Benson, was trying to get in there. Does any of that ring a bell with Byram?
Yeah, Benson got in there. Samuelson did kind of get into a few scrums after that Thompson thing, but he also... Yeah. Didn't he might have been one of them that didn't in that situation you brought up, because it hit me right away. It's like, Harry is standing there again.
Yep, that's
and not jumping in. I honestly can't remember if it was that particular scrum, but it did happen again afterwards. I do know that for sure.
I'm watching it back again. You're right. It's another one of these scrums where Benson's trying to get in and a couple of Byram's trying to get in, and right, Samuelson's kind of on the outskirts, just like. Not really, whatever.
I saw Cousins do that in Ottawa. It was a big scrum. Everybody's in except Cousins, who was leaning up against the boards in front of the bench. And I'm thinking, that's a long ways from when he first came in the league before he got popped in that fight. That I'm not saying it will definitely ruin his career, but getting popped in that fight may have ruined his career.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Paul, one thing about the Byram contract, if he extend, this deal's done, and if they're not going to trade him, I don't know that ends the offseason, but it really ends the two big questions, right? We came in, maybe three, Paterka, Byram, the ninth pick. And past that, it's all kind of over. So Can you even think of anything else that could be done from here? Acquiring a player, adding something in, or do you think that this is pretty much the team they're going to go with?
It's probably for them the team they're going to go with, but I would say it's the third year in a row then that you don't get a top six forward, which you desperately need, and now you need two of them because you've created the hole with the trade that you made. I think you did better. You filled other holes, which is great, but you did create another one. And you know how I feel about $6 million in cap space, which will be about what it is, probably a little bit under that when Timmons signs. And I don't care. Until somebody can show me that they turned down a player because of money, because they would refuse to spend the money, I don't think $5 million in salary cap space is that big a deal. I'm not the person who sits there and stomps his feet and said it'll be an embarrassment if they don't spend that $5 million or whatever. Go get a player. Go fill the holes on your roster. I'm not worried about $5 million in salary cap space. I'm worried that now for the third year in a row you have not gotten a top six forward. However it is, you could get one. And I will always say, I know it's hard. I get you haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. I guess you're on everybody. I get you're on everybody's no trade list. It's still your job to get it done.
Yeah.
You got to find a way. You got to find a way, no matter how hard that it is. Mm-hmm. And he has not been able to do that. And that has nothing to do with $5 million in cap space or anything else. Because let's be honest, at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with a top six forward. Or, you know, it does have to do with playing better defense so you don't have the same types of chances on your goaltender. But at the end of the day, they got to get saves, which they did not get last year.
Mm-hmm.
And if their goaltending is not any better and they don't get saves, I don't care if they get a top six forward. I don't care what it is. If you're not getting saves at the big time, you're not going anywhere. So to me, that's the biggest thing. You know, where is your goaltender going to be as far as making big saves for you when things do break down? Because even though your defense, I think, is considerably better, there's still going to be breakdowns, and your goaltender is going to have to bail you out. And good teams, I mean, how did the Florida Panthers win their last two Stanley Cups? They weren't perfect all the time. Their goaltender had to make some huge saves for them all the way through the playoffs to get through. That's how you win. So through everything we talk about and top mm-hmm. six forward or defenseman or Byram or trades or free agency or whatever, if they don't get big saves from their goaltender, they're nowhere.
Paul Hamilton, you know, Paul, as we kind of like zoom out on this, you know, like you said, it might be tough. The job is, of course, to ice the best team you can to make the playoffs. And I don't know if Kevin Adams has any sort of missive to make it or else. But the offseason, the way that it's gone, and if this is pretty much the team they're going to field, like they could improve. I understand how they could get better. It certainly does not look like a GM that is desperate, right? I mean, it looks like a roster tweaking. It's 2 years ago when they missed by a point, they added two players on the bottom end of the roster. Here they missed by a bunch, and it's tweaking. It's really not that different of a team, minus one top six forward and plus one top four defenseman. There does not seem to be a lot of desperation, and maybe that's the feeling that I would have about this, is that I want to see them try and go for something. And while they can improve, it does not look desperate at all.
Well, reports say they wanted Dobson, but he wouldn't sign long-term here. So that didn't work. How about Ehlers? I would be shocked if they weren't at least trying to get in on that. Ehlers turned him down last year. He wouldn't sign. You know, he wouldn't sign a long-term deal. So yeah. And then he didn't wind up getting traded. But, you know, so those are types of things that they were in on, they were trying to do. But, again, they keep being turned away because they haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. But, again, you have to find a way.
Right.
Have to find a way. That is your job. If you keep getting turned away by good players, well, then, okay, but you still gotta get better. And you still got to, you know. So I would say I might disagree with that a little, that, okay, you know, they did try to be desperate and maybe get in on a Dobson or get in on an Ehlers, but, you know, they get turned down, but they can't figure out how to make it work.
Well, here's what I would say to that, which of course, like, that's a fair point. My point would be at some point they have to accept that that's not going to happen and trade for that guy anyway. You're going to have to do it. It's my analogy I made a couple weeks ago. It's like paying a country club's initiation fee. Like, you got to pay to get in. No one wants to join you because you're not making the playoffs. You have to do whatever you can to actually get in. And then maybe Dobson in a year where you have a good year, or a guy like Ehlers.
Yes.
Hey, turns out I will sign now that I've seen something going well here. Mm-hmm. They have to be willing to do that, and that they're unwilling to do that, I don't think that's an excuse anymore.
No, you know, they had no problem getting players here when Breer and Drury were here. Nobody wanted to be a Buffalo Bill until Allen and the head coach shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden everybody wants to be a Buffalo Bill, you know, but they didn't want to be one when he hadn't been in the playoffs for 17 years. But you have to find a way to be able to get that. You can trade for players who aren't eligible to have no trades. I mean, you can do that, and that's what you have to do, basically, is find a player that will help your top six that can't pull a no trade on you. That has to come if you trade for him, and that's how you do it. That's how you get that player in here. Until you get to the point that you're talking about, where you are a destination, where players say, "Hey, this is an up and coming team. I want to be a part of that." And that's, to me, how you do it. But they haven't been able to, you know, get that player that doesn't have those type of things in their contract, or maybe aren't old. They did. They got Byram. You know, he couldn't pull a no trade on them. So that was a good trade, especially Mittelstadt got worse. He didn't get better, you know, after he was traded. So that's what I'm talking about. A trade like that, where you get a very good player, a former fourth overall pick that can't turn you down, and now he maybe will turn them down eventually, but he hasn't totally closed the door yet, because here he is. And I know I sound like a broken record. Mm-hmm. You have to find a way to get it done.
And they haven't yet. I wonder, Paul, this team right now, do you feel like they are better? Is it debatable? Is it a no for you from the end of last season to right now? Would you say that over the last month they have gotten better?
In certain areas, yes. I think Connor Clifton, as much as I thought he was the nicest guy in the world, killed them with his turnovers and his ridiculous penalties. I think Timmins is an upgrade there. I think that helps. I mean, how many times, think last year, did bottom six guys or bottom three guys score goals on the Sabres? Who's out there when that happens? It's usually not Dahlin. That's Clifton's ice time. And he's given the puck away for three-on-ones and everything, and so I think they're better there. I think they're better as far as Kesselring goes with power. I think they're quite a bit better there. If Byram stays with Dahlin, I like that. I think you can turn to Lyon if Luukkonen doesn't have it in the first couple weeks of the season. And I think you have a guy that can step in. I think Doan, I like Doan's attitude. I think Doan and Danforth will be much better than Lafferty. When it comes to, I mean, Doan likes to be in the middle of things. He likes to get people mad and do those types of things. He's big and strong and has a good shot. Maybe there's some upside there like there was to McLeod. We'll see. He's only 23, and last year was his first year in the league. So I think they've taken a step up there, but they've taken a huge step back. You know, Paterka, if Quinn winds up the one sitting in Paterka's spot, unless Quinn recaptures what he's, I think, capable of doing, and I believe he's capable of being a 30-goal scorer. I'm not predicting it anymore. I actually did predict it a couple of years ago. I thought he'd definitely be a 30-goal scorer in this league, and I still think he's got the tools to do that, but he certainly didn't show us anything last year that would make us think that, and here he is now. You know, he probably plays with Norris and Tuck, and Benson probably stays with Kulik and Thompson. Quite honestly, neither one of them should be there. That's where I say, you know, you should have two top six forwards, and those are the two positions they would be in.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Thank you, Paul. Glad to have you on with us. Glad you were up and early. The start of the show is the best segment, so you caught the best of it.
Yeah, I even said when I called, I said, well, I'll even go on between 6 and 6:30 if you want me to. I'm up.
Hey, listen, if you want to just call in.
The 6 o'clock hour club is not a long list of people that have been up and on with us at 6, but maybe we'll get you
it's
in
like
sometime.
Brian is like 90% of them because Koziel, he's usually up.
Edmund Rogan, who covers tennis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I was home by then, so I told them, look, if they want to have me between 6 and 6:30, I'm here. I'm up and awake.
Well, we wanted everyone else to wake up so we could hear your beautiful voice. Thanks, Paul.
Take care, guys.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Good comprehensive look at what it all means, right? Like, that, to me, is the key takeaway. It's year 6. It's your 6th offseason. And you're just not willing to – if you could have made the Dobson trade, but you don't know if he'll re-sign, do it. You have to do it. You have to do things like that.
Yeah.
And just you have to be willing to, whatever, rent great players, even if you know you're going to lose that guy. It's going to cost us a lot to get that guy for a year.
You got to take the risk. The risk is you don't know that you're going to lose him. You might. He could even tell you.
You might even know. Leave. Carolina took the risk on Mikko Rantanen, who said he wasn't going to sign anywhere. They traded for him. Then they just traded him back away.
Yeah. Dallas traded for him. Ooh, I don't remember, actually. Did they know he would sign with them? They might not have.
I don't know, but again, it doesn't.
Ottawa. Remember, Ottawa traded for DeBrincat, not knowing if he would stick around long term. He played a year.
And he didn't.
And he's like, I'm not. Okay, we missed the playoffs. I'm not sticking around. And then they traded him for similar to what they gave away to get him in the first place.
Even that, I'm ready to give up assets to make a playoff run. Would you give up a first-round pick and the top prospect in the system to make the playoffs? Yeah.
Yes.
I would.
Yes, I would do that.
So anyway.
Isn't baking in the possibility of the player was a part of a team that figured it out and was really good, and now he's
resigns.
Like, you know, I like it here.
Right.
How many athletes throughout time have talked about how their impressions of living here and being a part of the city as an athlete are better once they're here than what they were before?
Right.
Right?
And it's not to give the Sabres the benefit of the doubt on any of that. It's just, I don't know what else you're going to do. And the biggest part of this conversation is it's your 6th offseason. If you were to say this about a GM in offseason number 2,
then it's a little
it might
different.
Not be fair. Yeah. First offseason, not fair. 6th.
Yeah.
You got to get it done. So we'll see. They could be improved. They could be better. But it does feel like they've exhausted their entire offseason worth of whatever capital they were going to spend. If it was going to be Byram, if it was going to be free agency, if it was going to be Paterka, if it was going to be the 9th overall pick. Like, they've spent their free agency. They've spent their offseason bucks. That's where we're at. They've spent their offseason bucks. The next thing is going to shock us if it happens, right? Owen Power traded for somebody over. That's the level of thing that I think would happen, if anything would. A shock. And who would that be? Tuck? No. They want to extend him.
Right.
I don't know. All right. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe on a Tuesday. Bills rookies report today to training camp. A little more training camp preview coverage coming up as we'll be at St. John Fisher a week from tomorrow for practice number 1. So excited about that. Get out to St. John Fisher and see some Bills practices as we head for this Super Bowl or bust season that is most definitely upon us.
It's a good bit. Something that we got to pick up, you know, learn, you know, if we want to be ready, you know, ready, wanting to play. You know, the playbook is the number 1 thing we got to learn. So just taking that, you know, same thing, one day at a time, and make sure we study, you know, the right amount of time, you know, outside of the building, and, you know, make sure we're sharp.
Bill's second round pick, TJ Sanders, we'll see if he reports to training camp today with his fellow rookies. Of course, the logjam among second round picks. There are 30 unsigned second round picks. The dispute is over. Guaranteed contracts. The first 2 picks of the second round got guaranteed contracts. No one else has. So they sit out. Maybe. There are 8 days until the Bills have their first practice. We want a very fast Let's Get Stupid. We don't have to.
Would love it.
We don't have to have the music for it. We'll just do it right out of the gate here.
Okay.
Bills call press conference today. Brandon Bean says, we've signed TJ Sanders for a fully guaranteed second round contract. Because it's the right thing to do. What happens? Everyone likes to talk about how...
Well, the owners get mad.
The owners get mad. For how long? forever. They get mad to have to guarantee $10 million over a four-year contract to a second-year player.
And also, who do they get mad at? Do they get mad at Terry?
Who knows?
The owners get mad at Terry because he would have okayed it, I guess.
It's just another one of these things, this second-round contract dispute. I'm thinking back to offer sheets, right? Bean doesn't even have to say it's the right thing to do. And I know, like, there's a minefield here about the politics in the league and GMs and all this. What if he said, because we had our second-round pick miss time last year. Cole Bishop missed reps in training camp. Missed a lot of time in training camp because of an injury. And we felt like it set his season back in a big way. And we're not going to do that for Sanders because we got to win.
Yeah.
I've got a team that's ready to win. And every player matters. And I'm going to get TJ Sanders under contract right now and get this thing moving forward. You know, I again, like I said, it's a little bit of a let's get stupid. But I am sitting here thinking about how a big talking point on Cole Bishop was he missed time. That was a problem. Maybe that's not the same at defensive tackle, but
yeah,
I don't want Sanders to miss time.
This at a position where you're going to have guys missing time.
Right?
Right?
Ogunjobi.
One of them.
Ogunjobi's going to miss the first six games.
Although Hoyt also does play defensive tackle,
that's
too.
Right.
So there are snaps from two guys that will not be there week one, and who would you hope is going to be ready to play?
TJ Sanders, yeah.
Who they traded up for, right?
They did.
They traded up for him. But
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
If you do that, your owner friends, I think, get mad at you.
Uh-oh. And then what?
I don't know. Well, you've said yesterday, like they act as a collective, right? A lot.
You sign it, and you sign that deal, and then you say, and we'll be turning over any text messages from other teams regarding this contract.
Just go full
to the authorities. Just, you know, if you have any thoughts on this contract,
we're just gonna start we're gonna turn you in for everything dirty you've ever done.
All the collusion stuff. It is, you know, the backdrop is the collusion. I think Pablo Torre's got a new episode coming out today that's going to be more about this.
No. Today he's got one about the Malik Beasley gambling story in the NBA.
All right.
And how somehow there is some Twitter user that knew about Malik Beasley gambling in the NBA before anybody else did. And they found that person, and then that person disappeared. So there's a whole crazy story about the NBA gambling stuff.
Yikes.
But Pablo Torre was and Mike Florio actually were the first two on the
collusion.
The collusion case. And it shouldn't be that surprising. It's just it's being said out loud. What's actually funny is the NFL owners are kind of skating on any bad publicity about them colluding to keep guaranteed salary down, because who's getting all the heat right now? It's the Players Association and the lead of it, who agreed to keep it quiet for them. And that's what the story has been.
Yeah.
How could you represent the players? How could you possibly, without informing the players, how could you go into cahoots with the owners to keep this bad story quiet for them? And this is maybe just another version of them doing what I think everybody just assumes they do. They collude. They're doing it right now. And that's why you won't see somebody like the Bills, I think, give TJ Sanders a fully guaranteed contract, because that would be somebody breaking from the line.
The league is a little bit lucky.
Although you do have two people that already did that, right? The Browns and the
Texans. But it's number one and number two. So if you're Sanders, or
Sanders is what? What do you go, ninth in the second round, tenth in the second round?
Anybody that's in a spot where you're jumping up in the line, like Trey Harris with the Chargers, he's got 20 picks between him and the guy that is signed.
Right.
Here's where the league is a little bit lucky right now. And we'll see. Maybe this thing settles itself in the next 8 days by the time we're getting to actual practices. But the Chargers, let me check the Chargers. The Chargers, by the way, who are revealing a new uniform today.
Yes. We don't know when, though. Right?
No, that's right. But I'm going to check the Chargers camp schedule, because one thing that's going to be really interesting about this whole, their first practice is Thursday.
Okay.
Does the GM speak? Because you have 32 GMs ready to be asked the question, or 30 GMs, because 30 of the 32 players are unsigned in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with TJ? Have you been in contact with him and his agency? What does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
What's the unified message from the 30 GMs to these players?
Right.
Has there been conversations? Are you ready to sign? When? Who has to give you the okay? Who breaks in all this?
Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy answer. A lot of things you could answer politically, and GMs that are worth anything are able to answer and not tell you anything. What would you say? Yeah, there's a bit of a thing going on in the league with second round picks. You try to say it without sounding like what you're doing is collusion.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
It's really, what everybody might just, could they even say this? Would they just say, we're all waiting to see what Seattle does with Nick Emmanuel? That's who's next. That's the fight.
Right, right.
It's who's going to break, the Seahawks or Emmanuel?
You're probably right. That's a good political, this thing usually goes like dominoes, and we're just waiting for a couple in front of us to get knocked down.
Yeah.
Okay, have you talked with Sanders and his agent? Are you excited to get a deal done? Is he eager to get here?
Right.
Will some of these players ultimately report when rookies report?
Really, we might just be waiting on Seattle before any of these. And how long is that going to take? Because if he's third, that's the reason I mentioned this. They were third in the second round. Emmanuel went third. Mm-hmm. Higgins and Schweissner, the guy ahead of them, went fully guaranteed.
So Seattle goes fully guaranteed. Are we waiting for a full-on fight from the fourth team?
But the fourth team is Quinshon Judkins.
What's that look like?
Because that's Cleveland, and he just got arrested.
And that doesn't look like
this weekend.
I don't think that looks like fully guaranteed to me.
No. Did they skip him?
Okay.
Does it go to Miami, who drafted a guard?
Do they go fully guaranteed?
That's what I mean.
Are we in for this
eventually,
fight?
Eventually, do we just go one after the other? If it's fully guaranteed, one after the other? Or this could be where, again, this would be the collusion part of it, where all the owners, and maybe the GMs too, they're texting with Seattle. Like, you better not. You're at the front of the line. You know, you're at the front of the line, and they're at the gates, and you got to hold it. We're behind you. You right now are protecting us.
Okay, this is the perfect.
And if you fall.
This is the perfect scenario. If that's the Bills.
Yeah.
1 year off of our second round safety missed time, and we felt it was detrimental to his development. What would you do? Sign that dude.
Yeah.
Third pick of the second round. You're not confident enough to guarantee $11 million over 4 years total.
Right.
Sign that dude. Get to work. All my competitors are telling me not to sign a player. What? Why am I doing that?
Right.
We're in a fantasy draft. You're on the clock. Joe, do not draft that guy. That's what I want. Don't draft him. You can't have him on your team without my permission. It's a little stretch, but still, like, come on.
Do you know, by the way, how much of Keon Coleman's contract was guaranteed last year?
80%?
Because he was the first pick of the second round.
Yeah.
So the Bills were first last year.
I think it was 80% because the number has been climbing. Is it 80 or 90%?
Does it change maybe?
Over the last couple of years, this number has been climbing from like 70 to 80. And if the Browns went all the way to 100, that's a natural progression of the first pick of the second round, kind of getting treated like a first rounder. And that's where the Texans doing it. That's why people are not mad at the Browns.
They're mad at the Texans.
They're mad at the Texans because it's been slowly moving that way, like a little wave crashing, and the Texans kept it going.
Because if I'm reading this right, it's SpotTrack. The Bills went higher than that by a lot. Keon Coleman's total contract is 4 years, $10.0 million.
Okay. Is that fully guaranteed?
They guaranteed at signing. Total guarantees and guaranteed at signing is the same number, so I'm just going to run with it. 9.64.
Okay, so almost entirely guaranteed.
So more than 96% of his contract, they fully guarantee.
Which, by the way, like, look at...
I'm reading that right.
Look at the value of the draft pick and look at what you're guaranteeing. Keon Coleman got the same guaranteed money for his four-year contract as Curtis Samuel does in a year.
Yeah,
right. Like, these contracts are not expensive. This is your cheap labor. The league is fighting. So, to be clear, we got a collusion story on the league on guaranteed money at the top on quarterbacks. And now we have a story about fighting about guaranteed money on the cheapest contracts there are.
Yeah.
Yikes. And the cap is ballooning out of control.
Right. Like, the cap is $500
million. You're
going
to have to spend this money.
It's nuts. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see if it's all much ado about nothing. Maybe the league is in collusion to say, you know what, let's keep these guys on sign for like one more week because camp doesn't start. We can get some headlines. We can still be talked about, and then we'll just sign them all. There you go. Colluding for the headlines. Anyway, Bills rookies report to camp today, and veterans report a week from today. 803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. Give me those Chargers uniforms.
Give me those. I just really hope they're not the ones that you showed me.
I went down a Reddit rabbit hole, like a leak on leaked Chargers uniforms, and there was one that somehow made it onto the Chargers social media, and people say it was just, it's kind of like when the Bills had that blue one with the cityscape on it, and people thought it was a thing, and they denied it, which it didn't feel like it was a real helmet. It was like a Labatt promotional helmet. This one the Chargers had on their social media feed that they've said, like, oh, no, that's just a one-off. Looks like a – here's a name for everybody out there that you won't remember. Natron Means Chargers era helmet. Natron Means Business. That was the Chris Berman name for him.
Okay. Did he play around the same time as Latrell Sprewell?
Probably. He was a Chargers running back. He is currently 53. So he's been out of the league for a little while.
He played for the Chargers in 98 and 99.
There you go.
Oh, wait, and 93 and 95. 93 to 95 and then 98 to 99. So which era? The first one?
I don't know. Whatever. Natron Means Business. The 93 Chargers, they wore white. Their navy was a lot darker back then. Like a dark navy.
Well, that's okay. So what I'm looking, these are the Chargers that I grew up with. This is Drew Brees and LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yes.
That's the Chargers I'm looking at right now. And the ones you showed me are basically this, but the lightning bolt is
Empty.
Just an outline.
Yeah,
it's kind of empty space.
Yeah.
Rather than the white.
The Chargers have worn powder blue so many times, and then went away from it, and despite cries from almost every soul on earth, refused to wear it consistently. Right? It's pretty much where we are.
Yep.
Like, they have some powder blues-ish. In 2020, they introduced four uniform sets.
Yeah, and they were I was looking at that graphic earlier about how many different combinations they had. If you change up the pants, I think that there was like seven different ones.
Yeah. All right, 803-0550, new Chargers uniforms coming today. I'm looking at, you said, the Means era. This is 1992 Chargers. That's what it looks like, 92 Chargers. The Harbaugh Chargers, by the way. Are they going to shout out their old coach?
They're going to look like Michigan.
Are they going to look like Michigan for Harbaugh? We'll get a break in. 803-0550 if you want to be a part of the show. 1-888-550-2550. What was I going to mention to you, Joe? I had something.
Fantasy?
Oh, Will on Twitter wrote, here's a fun, I like to have fun with, do you guys, you young ones, remember things? Like today, Latrell Sprewell came up. How about this from Will? He wrote in regarding the Chargers throwbacks and the Chargers new jerseys. If they, in fact, go back to old jerseys, they're revealing new alternates today. Though what they should do at SoFi Stadium is they should roll out a turf that makes it look like it's a baseball field like Jack Murphy Stadium. The Chargers games used to be played in a baseball stadium, and you would see the baseball diamond. Now, here's a let's get stupid.
So it's not real dirt, but right. It's colored.
You just roll
the
out,
turf is colored.
Roll out turf that includes a baseball diamond on it for a true throwback feel. Uh-huh. Now we're on to something. This is a genius idea. Make the turf.
Yeah.
That's perfectly good turf, so it's not unsafe like a baseball field used to be for these players.
Uh-huh.
Just make it look like a baseball field.
Yeah, and that's the throwback element of it.
You're wearing throwback jerseys. The field looks like the throwback field. I love it.
I think I like that better for other teams, but I like the idea.
Like what other teams?
Just because L.A. wouldn't even remember the Chargers in
fair.
Who, in San Diego. But like Miami. Miami played forever with the baseball diamond.
Do you remember football games on baseball fields?
Yes. Like for a few years, I remember the Raiders had it.
Yep.
The Raiders at the end, maybe they were the last ones.
The Coliseum.
At the Coliseum. And I do remember Miami having it.
Think of how, today's NFL, think of how insane that is.
Oh my.
It's insane.
It's insane. Kicking. Didn't a Bill, was it Lindell? Did somebody miss an important field goal in a Bills drought game because they were kicking the field goal on dirt?
I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't important.
That part I don't remember.
But those two teams, I remember doing that. And that was into the 2000s that they were still doing that, right? If I remember it, that's into the 2000s that they are still playing on dirt. So, yes, I think it is nuts that happened as long as it did. I mean, why stop there? I mean, really, shouldn't the NFL start, poking around with different designs on the turf? They really could do whatever they want.
Here we go.
Real grass.
I have the answer. The last NFL game played on a baseball diamonds infield dirt was what year?
I'm going to guess
year? Everybody take a moment.
I'm going to guess 2006. Well, wait a minute. How long? Wait, the Raiders. But they would have stopped playing on the dirt eventually, right? Like, they would have been playing at the Coliseum with grass or some. I'm going to say 2008.
2008.
That's my lock-it-in guess.
Josh Owen, you guys want to guess on this? The last football game played with a dirt infield. What year was it? You said 2008. That's
2008.
Your guess. Okay.
I'm going to go 04. I'm going to go a little earlier than that.
I'm going to go 2009.
Derek was walking in. Derek Kramer walking in. Ask him a guess. I want a guess from him, too. I want everybody to guess this. Derek, he's on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up at 10 o'clock. We're looking for the last football game to be played where there was a baseball dirt diamond on the field.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What year? No, just throw it out a number.
Yeah.
1975, whatever you want.
Probably one. It's got to be the last Oakland game.
You're all correct. Like, the last team to host.
Like, it's going
to
elude me here. Like, 2021? I don't know.
2019.
Whoa.
Come on.
It was 2019. Not that long ago.
In Oakland?
Oakland.
So they played on the baseball diamond right up to the end in Oakland?
The A's
before
were.
Before they move?
The A's were in the playoffs, I guess. And at the Coliseum, yeah, the list of teams that used to do this is long. It used to be Washington had this.
Okay, don't remember that.
RFK Stadium, the Nationals played there for a little bit.
Okay,
Shea Stadium, the Mets and the Jets. Atlanta's Fulton County Stadium, the Braves and the Falcons. The Padres and the Chargers, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The Reds and the Bengals. I mean, like. I guess it happened a lot more. Cardinals?
Yep.
The Cardinals and the old Cardinals way, way back when. 2019.
I'm not wrong about Miami, right? Miami did it late. Did they not?
Pirates did it.
I thought I remembered games at the Dolphin Stadium. When,
Philadelphia,
although it is
Seattle,
a football stadium. So yeah. Did the Marlins play there?
Philadelphia, Seattle, Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I'm just scrolling through a video that has all of them. And yes, I'm pretty sure Miami did, yes. Pro Players, was it Pro Player Stadium at the time?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. They played. This looks like when all the seats were bright orange on the field. Yeah, they were playing on a baseball diamond.
Crazy. 2019. It was Raiders.
Wait a minute. So
Raiders Chiefs.
So wait a minute. That means Mahomes played on a baseball diamond? That's how long it go. I mean, 2019, he starts, right? He's starting.
September 15th, 2019, Chiefs 28, Raiders 10, Mahomes. 30 for 44 for 443 and four touchdowns. Yeah,
that's when Mahomes was actually good.
Hey, he was a baseball player.
Yeah, he was at home. He felt comfortable.
He felt good. He was a baseball player. All right, we got to get a break in. Thanks, Will, for the comment because you took us down a nice little road there. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.